In Peru this week, political protests have spread across the country.
¡Juliaca, hermano! ¡Juliaca, hermano!
People are outraged about the removal and detention of the country's former president Pedro Castillo in December. Dozens have died, including 18 people on Monday in southern Peru near Lake Titicaca. And now the new president, Dina Boluarte, is under pressure to step down. Simeon Tagle is on the ground in Lima for our editorial partners at The Washington Post. And Simeon, what's happening in Peru right now?
So now the protests have finally spread to Lima. And we had the first major protest last night. Lots of students, unions, and other groups. And they are demanding that Dina Boluarte step down and immediate elections. They're blaming her directly for all the deaths. Most of them have been as a result of live ammunition fired by police. And one of the chants that the protesters have is calling her Dina murderer.
Wow. As we said, the protesters are enraged by the ousting and the imprisoning of the former president, Pedro Castillo, who was seen as something of a folk hero in the country when he was elected. Remind us how and why he was removed from power in the first place.
So he had staggered from one corruption scandal to another during his 17 months in power. He was also widely accused of being inept and incompetent and also failing to deliver on any of his campaign promises. He was going to be impeached over alleged corruption. He jumped the gun and decided to give this TV announcement saying he was dissolving Congress and would rule by decree, which would have been completely unconstitutional. And so his impeachment hearing was brought forward, and he was within 2 hours of that TV speech impeached and then arrested. I should say that protesters, some of them want him reinstated, but I think it's more than about Pedro Castillo. I think what we're really seeing now is decades of marginalization, especially in these poor mountain areas that had voted for Pedro Castillo, just boiling over. I think some of the protesters, though not all, realized that Pedro Castillo wasn't delivering and had even arguably betrayed the people who'd voted for him. But what they definitely want is this Congress and this president to go immediately and new elections.
Oh, right. I mean, these protests are clearly showing that there's no confidence in the current president's government either. Why is that?
It's because Dina Boluarte, as vice president, has sworn that if Pedro Castillo was ousted, she would go too. She wouldn't stand in. She went back on that promise. And then once she's been in power, she has, despite having run on his ticket, a Marxist-Leninist ticket, she's now viewed as having been captured by the right-wing Congress and as being directly responsible for the police brutality and excessive use of force. A lot of people here believe that she has blood on her hands.
Well, the country's chief prosecutor has opened up a genocide investigation against the government. Has it gone that far? Is there evidence for it?
No, there's no evidence at all that there's been a systematic attempt to wipe out an ethnic group, which is what genocide would be. And what some people here think is that this prosecutor, who she has herself been linked to corruption, what some people think she is trying to do is basically launch an investigation that is basically not viable, but by making this announcement now to a lot of fanfare, she's able to pose as a hero while ensuring that the investigation of the president and senior political figures won't go anywhere.
I see. So now the question will be whether Dina Boluarte is forced to step down. And if so, what happens to the country? Peru has had 6 presidents in 6.5 years and potentially could have a 7th soon.
That's right. We saw the first resignation from her cabinet last night. The first resignation this year, I should say. There were a couple back in December. The work minister stepped down in protest at the police repression and is calling for immediate new elections. We're watching to see if more ministers today or in the next or over the weekend follow him out the door. If that happens and if the protests in Lima ramp up, I mean, the pressure on Dina Boluarte herself to announce her resignation, I think is going to be pretty huge.
Simeon Tagle is reporting for The Washington Post in Lima, Peru. Simeon, thank you.
Thank you.